Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you along for the conversation from the White House. So many interviews to catch up on that I wanted to make sure we got as many as possible to share a wide berth of voices and opinions and people. Jessica Ditto with me, the Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications. Jessica,
hi,
welcome
Steve.
To it. How are you?
Thank you. Welcome to the White House.
Yeah, you got a big smile on your face. You must be having a good time.
Yeah, we love Media Row. We love having our favorite talk shows and hosts come to the White House and help get the word out about the president's agenda to folks back home. So this matters a lot.
Well, that's important because without this, you wouldn't hear much about the president's agenda. The fact that he got, the tax reform done, the VA done, the right to try bill, the list goes on and
on. It's a long list.
If you turn on the major cable and news networks and read the New York Times, the Washington Post, you hear about impeachment, even though, from what I can tell, the people who have been there thus far don't know the president, haven't met the president. They weren't on the phone call, and some were fired months ago. But don't let that bother you. They've got a narrative to pursue, right?
Sure.
I mean, and that's a problem because there are big things going on. We're going to get to the USMCA in a moment, but I mean, the list of things that I just mentioned are all major accomplishments by this president.
Absolutely. And the president is someone who has been fighting for our country. He's following through on his campaign promises. And so while these attacks have been going on since the moment he was elected, there's been a concerted effort by the extreme left and the liberal media to take this president down. We're continuing to put wins on the board. And this president is determined to do so.
You know, there's been no rest, and I mentioned this to people, and they forget about this, but I want people to remember, within the first few minutes of him being in the Oval Office, having just been inaugurated President of the United States, the first few minutes, the Associated Press put out a story, a bogus story, about him removing the bust of Martin Luther King, and that's the way the first day started, the first hour started.
I was there.
That went around the world, published by newspapers and all sorts of folks. It was completely bogus, and it hasn't really improved since.
It's fake news, and it's something that the rush to judgment, the rush to put information out that's salacious and biased in attacking this president, when there's real policy matters happening that this administration is fighting for. One thing that we know and why we have Media Row and why we have hosts from across the country here at the White House to talk about our policy is because our cabinet secretaries and our members of Congress that work with this administration tell us they're not hearing about impeachment back home. They're hearing about USMCA. They're hearing about trade. They're hearing about the cost of health care. And they want to know what we're doing to help average working Americans improve their bottom line.
Here's one other thing that they're hearing as well, if I may, Jessica, and that is they're hearing that, even if they don't love Donald Trump, maybe they don't love his tweets, maybe they don't love his style or his approach.
Right.
They certainly hate socialism. They hate ideas that government's going to take over their health care plan. They hate ideas that people are going to come and demand that they turn over their guns of a government buyback program, which is confiscation. They hate the idea that government's going to come into their homes and dictate to them, and they really hate the idea. Democrats and pro-choice people like this idea that you can abort a child up to the moment of birth is so off-putting to people across the political spectrum. These radical ideas are so far beyond the pale. That's what they're also talking
it's
about.
So incredibly extreme, and that's why the Democrats are taking this tactic. They cannot win on policy. They cannot win on their agenda because it is so extreme. It is so radical. It will devastate our economy, put burdens on every American, and so that's why this president has such strong support, fervent support, and appreciation when he goes. The arenas are filled to the rafters, but he's also connecting with people on a very personal and individual level every day because he's fighting for them. He's fighting for the forgotten man and woman. And despite the radical agenda and the extreme bias in the media, his approval rating continues to climb. There's 6.7 million jobs created since he took office. His agenda works, and it's going to keep working for the American people.
Jessica Ditto here, the Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications as well. There is this hill to get up because you have this resistance, if you will. Adam Schiff bragging about it here a couple of days ago. Clearly not an unbiased approach to impeachment. It's a narrative that they want to push forward. And I believe it's likely the president gets impeached. And I also believe he gets reelected. First time in American history, because the Democrats had 70 votes for impeachment before Mueller was even done with his report. I mean, it doesn't matter to people like Al Green. It doesn't matter to people like AOC. It doesn't matter. They just want to hang something on him in the hopes that they can damage him politically. And I think it strengthens him. He is a guy. I mean, he's 73 years old. How many rallies is he doing? I mean, he's up at 5, works till 11. Go, yep. go.
He's nonstop fighting for this country, standing up for our values, and there are moderate Democrats caught in the crosshairs of this thing in Trump country, in Trump districts, that are urging the speaker to focus on our policies, focus on wins for the American people. They're going to get crushed next year if they do not focus on something other than tearing this president down.
I think, Jessica, the biggest ticket, the biggest prize since Willy Wonka, is one of those 17 votes that Nancy Pelosi gives permission to vote no on impeachment. People like Alyssa Slotkin, who represents Michigan's 8th congressional district, my home district, won by the president by 7 points. Slotkin won by less than 4, with the idea they were going to do this and this and this, none of which has happened. They've done none of these things, and now she's clearly one of those people that's going to be in trouble come 2020. Those are the kind of districts you're talking about.
Well, we also know that the reason we are doing this media row to talk about USMCA is the clock is running out. And districts such as yours for Michigan, auto investments are already pouring in. We're seeing ground being broken on new factories in Detroit for the first time in decades.
Sure.
This is a true sign of economic optimism unlike anything we've seen in our history. And yet there's a deal waiting for our country with two of our largest neighboring economic trading partners just waiting for Congress to pass it. And they're sitting on it for partisan reasons.
Yeah. And you look at Lordstown.
Right.
General Motors shut it down, but Lordstown Motors bought it back up and turning it into a plant to build electric pickup trucks. So there's good news out there.
There are lots of
USMCA needs to get done. No more important than Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the trifecta states that put the president over the finish line in 2016, likely going to do it again in 2020. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think, one, to communicate back home, we are focused on the president's agenda. We see what he's done to lower health care prices, to create transparency in medical billing. Just in the last week, every day the Democrats waste a day on impeachment, this president is still delivering wins for our veterans, for our workers. And USMCA is a deal that needs to pass before the end of this year because it's going to ensure economic security for folks across this country.
Jessica Ditto, Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications, thank you for being on the Steve Gerber Show.
Thank you.